Yotze Masecht Nedarim Perek Revi Mishnah. Ein ben hamuder hanom mechaveroi is no different where the person made a lashon of a neder that he cannot have any enjoyment from his friend, or else it could mean the other way also that his friend cannot have any enjoyment from him. La muder hamenu meichel, or rather he said the lashon is that I cannot have any enjoyment from you that brings l'day eating. That's called la muder hamenu meichel. There's no difference whether I said that you cannot have any enjoyment from me, or whether I said you cannot have any enjoyment from me that brings the day meichel, brings the eating. Ella, what's the only difference? The Mishnah says, drisa seregel, whether you're allowed to walk through my house or not, just walking through my property. If I say that you cannot have any hanor from me, so then you're not allowed to even walk through my house. That's called you having enjoyment from my property. But if I only said that you can't have hanor of bringing the day achilo, then drisa serego, just walking through my house, that does not bring the day eating, therefore you're allowed to walk through the house. But all other hanors you have, like when you save yourself money, the pshat is, if you save yourself money because of me, that money you could use to buy yourself food, so it's always considered you're having hanor, that will bring you the day eating. And another difference is, the kelim, utensils, sheinoisim b'moichon nefesh, utensils that you do not use to make food with. Let's say a chair. The question is now, am I allowed to lend you my chair? See, if I made an issa neder that you cannot have any enjoyment from me at all, I'm not allowed to lend you my chair, you're having anor from me. But I only said a neder that you can't have anor from me, of anor that brings the eating, so just a chair that doesn't bring the eating, I'm allowed to lend, you're allowed to borrow from me. That's called kelim shenoisim b'moichon nefesh. Now, hamuda meichel mechaveroi. If I make an issa neder that I cannot eat from my friend, hamuda meichel mechaveroi, that my friend's food I'm not allowed to eat. So the Mishnah says, if so, lo yashilenu napo, your friend is not allowed to lend to you, you can't borrow from him, not a napo, that's a type of a sif, ukvoro, that's a sifto, v'rechayim, or a millstone. Because these type of kelim you use for food, it's called you having anor from things that will bring you to be able to eat food because of these kelim. And what din v'tanei, not allowed to borrow from him either, an oven. Avol mashal loy, but you're allowed to borrow from him, he can lend to you. Choluk, just on a shirt, v'tabas, or a ring, v'talis, unizomim, or an ear, or a nose ring. Because these things do not bring the day achilah. And anything else, any type of utensil that you do not use at all to make food with. Now this is all we're talking about so far. When you lend to one another, usually you do not charge for it. So it's not a question that you gain any money, it's only a question that you're having enjoyment from the kli itself. So if this kli does not give you food, it's muta. The Mishnah says now, but makayim a place, shemaskirin tiyotzebem, that if you usually borrow, let's say an oven or a millstone from your friend, usually you pay money for it, and now he's not charging you. So that's yes, and then it's also to do this, because you're called, you're having hanor from your friend, you're saving money. And when you save money now, with the money you can go and buy food, that's called enjoyment, that's maybe day Michael, that would be awesome. The only time you're allowed to, let's say, borrow from your friend a shirt or a ring or jewelry, that's when they don't charge money to rent it. But if they charge money to rent, then you're not paying the rent. So therefore, you're having an offer from your friend of money, and that's money that you could buy food with, then it would be awesome. Mishnah Beis. Hamuder hanom mechaveroi. If you make an issa neder that you cannot have any enjoyment from your friend, Reuven makes a neder that he cannot have any enjoyment from Shimon. Halacha is shaitel shikloi. Still, Shimon is allowed to pay the machzor shekel for him. Shimon can pay a bit shvil Reuven, the chiyuv that everybody has to give a machzor shekel for Trumas Alishcha before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he could pay it for you. And secondly, your perei eschoiv, he's allowed to pay up the debt that you have. Because even though you made a nisan neder, you can't have anor from him, when he pays up your debt, it's not called that he's giving you directly money. It's like Mavriach Uri is just taking away the malva from you, but it's not called really like he gave you anything. Therefore, there's no issa al mudur hanor. You also let it return to him his Aveda. Because when you give back to him the Aveda, the lost object, is not called you giving him something new. It's called giving him back his own object. And therefore you're not giving him any Hanoah, therefore it's Mutter. But Mekayim Shenoit Maleh Schar, but if the place is a place that usually the Machzor Aveda has the right to charge money for it, if somebody returns an Aveda, the Baal Aveda has to pay the Machzor money. So now, if he doesn't charge you the money, or you don't pay the money, it's called like you're having Hanoah from him, you're saving yourself this money. So therefore, in the case, let's say the Nichsei of the Machzor was Osir on the Baal Aveda. The Baal Aveda is not allowed to have Hanoah from the Machzor. Now, when the Machzor returns it, really, the Baal Aveda is supposed to pay him money. But if he doesn't want to accept the money, so then the Baal Aveda is saving that money, he's having Hanoah from the Machzor. So that would be Osir to have Hanoah from that money. Therefore, the Mishnah says, the Locher is, Tipul Hanoah Lehegdish. You have to throw that amount of money that you saved, give it to Hegdish, so it should not be considered like you had Hanoah from your friend.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. V'toyrim Esru Mosoi, U'maisrois of Ladaitoi. Again, if Reuben made an Issa Neder that Shimon cannot have any Hanoah from him, so Reuben is still allowed to take off Truma for Shimon. He's allowed to be Torim, the Truma of Shimon. And in the Enu Maisrois of Huadin is Maiser, Ladaitoi, but it has to be that Shimon gave him permission. Because he didn't give him that ledaita, like he didn't say kol haroitzer, whoever does it, it's okay, you can't do it shlemi daitai. But not the pshat that Shimon made Reuben to be a shliach, because if he made him to be a shliach and Reuben does it, that's considered that Reuben has given Shimon Hanoah. So ledaita just means that Shimon gave permission for anybody to do it, and therefore Reuben let it take off truma for him. Well, makvol of the same thing as Reuben is a kain, even though he made an issa neder that Shimon cannot have Hanoah from him, still, the makavolov has the kohen's letter bring for Shimon kinei zovin. In the case he was a zav, he has to bring birds for his kabonis. That's shtei terim or shnei bnei yoina that a zav or else kinei zovis. The zav and the zav is mechuyev to bring on the eighth day, or else kinei yoldis. When Isha gives birth, also she has to chiyev. When Leisha made terim, she has to bring also a kinim. Akina Yodos, she has to bring Uben Yoino Tur Lachatis, she has to bring one of the Oifis for a Chatis. Now, or else, Chatois, a regular Korban Chatis, Vashomis. The kids of the Klal is that if you're Kohen, you're allowed to do the Avodah for the person that's also to have an offer from you. The Gemara says that the Pshat is that Kahanim, Ashluchi Dishmai, like doing Shlichus for Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not called the Shlich for the Yisrael, he's not giving Hanoh directly to the Yisrael. Umalamdai Medrash, Reuven's allowed to learn with Shimon Medrash. Halachas Vagodis, a Torah Shabbat Pem. Because you're not supposed to take money for this, and it's called Mitzvah Lav Henes Nitnu, says Mutat learn with him Torah. Avaloyalamdenu Mikra, but he can't teach you Chumash to read, because that you're allowed to take Schar for. And therefore, if he doesn't take the pay, it's like you're giving him Hanoah. So that's awesome. But Reuben is allowed to teach Shimon's children. He has the nice of his daughters, Mikra, to teach them Chumash. Because even though the father, Shimon, has the chiyuv to teach them, but if Reuben does it, the pshat is that Reuben's doing the mitzvah now. It's not called he's giving anything directly to Shimon. Vizonis Ishtar, Reuben's allowed to be mefanes to give his wife a food teat. He has bon of Reuben's allowed to give Shimon's children teat. Afa pishu chayim zanasayim, even though Shimon is mechuyiv to feed his daughter, his wife, or his children, but still, it's not cool that you give him directly Hanoah to Shimon, you're just freeing him from his chayvos. Like the Mishnah before, Pareya chayvosa it's mutter. But, lo yozen es behemto, you're not allowed to feed his behemah. Because if you feed his behemah, so the behemah becomes fatter, that's called direct Hanoah, you're giving him directly Hanoah. The Mishnah says, bein temeya, bein teira. Whether the behemah is temeya, or whether the behemah is teira, the Reuben cannot feed Shimon's behemoth, because that's called giving him directly Hanoah. Rabbi Eliezer or Blazer says it depends. Zonesa Tumeya, you're allowed to feed his behemoth Tumeyas, because he can't eat them. He only can sell them, but since he can't eat them, therefore it's not called direct Hanoah. But the end of Zonesa Torah, but you're not allowed to feed his behemoth Torah, because that's called direct Hanoah. He's going to shecht it and eat it, is going to have enough on the food that you're feeding his animal. Omulah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Lezer, Ma bein Tamei l'Tor, what should be the difference between Tamei and Tor? What should be the difference? In both cases, you're giving him Hanot, should be Yasa. Omulah, Rabbi Lezer answered back and said like this, Sha'atahoyro, Nafsha l'Shemayim, true, you have to make a Shechit the first, take away the Nefesh, but the goof is Shaloi, the goof belongs to the owner, meaning he's allowed to eat it. Therefore, if Shimon eats the goof of the Bayman, it's fatter now because of Reuven's food, that's called Shimon's having Hanot from Reuven. But that Tamei, Behemoth, Tamei, like a Chamor, Nafsha v'guf al Shemayim, meaning you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not considered that Shimon's having direct Hanot from Reuven. Omulah, the Chum still said Batka Blezam, but Afa Tamei, even a Behemoth Tamei, Nafsha l'Shemayim, true, you have to kill it first, because you're not allowed to eat it. But v'guf al Shalai, it's still called you having enjoyment from the body of the Behemoth Tamei. Why? Shem Yitz, if you would want, Hereyu Marchu l'Agoy, let us sell to a Goy. Or you machil the club and you give it to your dog's teeth. It's muta b'ano. So therefore, it's called Shim is having direct b'ano from Reuven. That's the chom sheet. You're not allowed to feed not a behemoth Torah or not a behemoth Tamei. To your Mishnah Dalid, Hamuder Hanomech Averoi. Let's say there's an Isser Reuven has no right to have Hano from Shimon. Shimon made an Isser Neder that Reuven cannot have Hano from him. The locher is v'nichnas l'vakroi, that Shimon is allowed to go b'mavaka chayla Reuven. But I mean, he should only stand there. Avaloy yeshiv, he's not allowed to sit down. Because even though it's also for Shimon to give Hanot to Reuven, but he's only going to do the mitzvah of bika chaylam, that's not called giving him Hanot. But if he would sit down there, then we're afraid he'll stay there too long, he'll stay there more than the mitzvah, and then it's called the giving him Hanot. Or else some say it's talking about a place we used to pay people to come to Mubaka Cholom. So if he would sit there, it's considered you have to pay for that. He doesn't pay, having Hanor. Therefore, he's only let it stand, he's not let it sit. Umarafeh, Rufus Nefesh. Let's say Reuven is sick and Shimon is a doctor. Shimon is allowed to heal him. He's allowed to heal his body because there's a chiv upon a person to heal somebody, to help somebody. Avalo Rufus Mammon. But if his animals are sick, if his behemoths are sick, then Shimon is not allowed to heal them. That's called Shimon is giving Hanor to Reuven, and Reuven is an Isser to have any Hanor from Shimon. Now, V'roichitz imoy bambati g'dolo. Shimon is allowed to go in a bath, in a big bath, together with Reuven. It's not called he's giving him any Hanor, since it's a very big bath. Avolei b'kshana. But if it's a small bath, then it's also. Because then he gives him Hanor. When he goes in, he raises the water, and the water covers up completely Reuven, then it's called Shimon is giving Hanor, giving enjoyment to Reuven. The Yoshen Imar Damita, the latter sleep together in the same bed, because again, it's not called that Shimon is giving any Hanor to Reuven, and providing the bed that does not belong to Shimon. Rabbi Yudah says, B'yamaisa chama, it's only mutter in the summertime, when you don't need the heat of one another, therefore it's not called Shimon is giving Hanor to Reuven. Avoloi b'yamaisa kashama, but not in the winter. In the winter it's cold, and when two people sleep together, like, one warms up the other. So then it would be also for the Shimon to sleep together with Reuven, because it's cold, he's giving him Hano, he's warming up the bed for him. Lefnei shumane, it's cold, he's giving him Hano, enjoyment. Omeisa v'imor alamita, but a lot of just sit together on the bed, and we're not afraid they'll come to, like, sleep, and one will warm up, help out the other one. They'll eat together on the same table. We're not afraid that Shimon will give from his food to Reuven. But not from the same plate, but there's one main dish. So then they should not eat from the same main dish, because we're afraid like that Shimon may leave over a big portion for Reuven, and it's called Reuven's having Hanor from Shimon. But if this main plate goes back to the balabos, then it's mutter. In other words, there's plenty of food on the plate to go around to come back to the balabos, then it's not cold like Shimon's leaving over food for Reuven. There's plenty of food on the plate for everybody, so then it's mutter to go around, each one can take his portion. Now, la yoichel imoy mina evus shalifnei hapoalim. Like the minig was that in front of the workers they'd put down a big plate, and there'd be food, then the workers would come and eat. Here it's the same story we had before, that Reuven and Shimon cannot eat together, because we're afraid maybe Shimon will leave over
a little bit of his portion, and Reuven, because now will have a bigger portion to eat, so consider that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. So therefore, they should not eat together from this plate of food. That they can't work together, some say it means they can't plow the field one row together, because you are softening his ground, and it's called that you are b'masiyah, you're helping him. These are words of Rabbi Meir. If his, the property you're doing there is far away from Reuven, then it's muta. Then it's not called that Shimon is giving any hanot to Reuven, because they're not softening any part of Reuven's fields. And Mashman of Rabbi Meir holds no, that there's a gzer, even if they'll work together, Baruchai, maybe they'll come to work together, the Korav, then it's called that Shimon is giving hanot to Reuven. Ye Mishnehei, Hamudur Hanoh Mechaveroi, Lifnei Shvius. Again, if Shimon made a nis neder that Reuben cannot have any Hanoh from his property, so Reuben is also to have Hanoh from Shimon's property. So then, and Shimon made this neder before Shemitah, before the seventh year. So Lachar is Loyor with the Tersadeyu. Reuben is not allowed to go down to the field of Shimon, because even Jerisa Sarego just walking through his property is also considered Hanoh, and it's also proving to have Hanoh from Shimon. V'yeni oichol min anoitus, and also Reuben is not allowed to eat from the fruits, that even anoitus stick out of the field of Shimon, even without going down to Shimon's field. But the Yisr Neder was chal upon the Peris, so therefore Reuben is not allowed to have Hanoh from the Peris. Uva Shvius, what about on Shemitah itself? Let's say Shimon first made the neder on Shemitah. It's not a lochr is a neyer v'ter sadeyu. Reuben has no right to go down to his field, because the field still belongs to Shimon, and it's also drisa seregel. So Reuben is not going to go down to the field. Avaloi chalu min anoitos. But the peris on Shemitah like Hefka, it doesn't really belong to Shimon. Therefore Shimon's neder was not chal upon the peris. And therefore, Reuben does not eat the pears that are noites that stick out from the field of Shimon. If he doesn't have to walk into his field, he could pick off the pears off the tree standing outside the field. It's mutter for Reuben to take the field, take the pears, take the fruits. What's going to be no darhemenu maichal lefnei shvius? Let's say Shimon made a nis and neder that Reuben can have no enjoyment of food from Shimon, and he made a neder before shvius. So Lachar is Yerlo Terchadeyu. Now Reuben's let it go down to the field of Shimon, because he only made a neder that Reuben can't have enough from his food. But Drisa Sarego just walking through the field, that's not included in the neder, therefore Reuben's let it walk through the field. But V'einu Eichem and a Peris, again, since he made a neder before Shemitah, he's not allowed to have enough from those Peris. At that time, the Peris was in Shimon's Rishus, the neder was Chal. Uva Shvius, let's say Shimon first makes the neder on Shemitah that Reuben cannot have enough in his Paris, then the locher is Yerud V'yechol, that Reuben is let it go down to the field, again because Risa Seregel is not part of this neder, the neder is only upon food, and also is let it go V'yechol, need it now on Shemitah, because on Shemitah the Paris are Hefka. So if Shimon first made his neder on Shemitah, the neder is not chal upon Paris Shemitah, those are Hefka, they do not really belong to Shimon. The mission of Ov. Hamudur Hano Mechaveroi. Let's say Reuben has an Issa, a neder, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. It means Reuben is Mudur, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. So Lachar is Loyashilenu, that Reuben is not allowed to borrow any kelim from Shimon, because it's also for Reuben to have Hano from Shimon. And the Chiddush is Loyashilenu, that Reuven cannot even lend to Shimon any kelim. Because as a gzeira, if Reuven comes to lend to Shimon, maybe Shimon will lend him back, and that's awesome. The same thing by Yalvenu. Again, that Reuven is not allowed to borrow money from Shimon because he's having Hanor from Shimon. And the gzeira is by Yilvu Mimenu, that Shimon is not allowed to borrow money from Reuven because we're afraid then maybe Reuven will again borrow from Shimon. For La Yimchaloi, that Shimon is not allowed to sell anything to Reuven, he can't give Reuven enjoyment. For La Yikach Menu, the same thing, Reuven is not allowed to buy anything from Shimon. And even though the prices are less, because also gzera, maybe you come to have enough from him. That's one halacha. Now the Mishnah says another halacha. What's going to be Omar Loi, Stam Ruben says to his friend, Hashileni Peroska, please lend me your parah. I have to do harish, I have to plow my field, I need a parah. Please lend me your cow to work on my field. Omar Loi, so the person Shimon answered back and said, Eino Pnuya, my parah is not free, meaning it's Isaac B'mlocha right now. I gave it to somebody else. I cannot give it to you right now. So Reuben became very angry. And Omar Reuben said, Kainim, I'm making an Issa Neder that Sodai, my field, Shani Chereshbo, that I plow with, Loilam. I'm making an Issa Neder now that I will never use your parah again to plow my field. Like Reuben got angry at Shimon. So the question is, what exactly did Reuben mean to Aser in his Neder? So Mishnah says like this. If Reuben was a person that he himself used to plow on his field, so then the neder was, who also? He's not allowed to use that parah, he cannot plow with it. But the cholad mutar, he's not allowed to let somebody else plow with it, because he meant to make it a neder the way he usually does it. He plows. So therefore, only he is also to use it, but somebody else could plow his field with that parah. But what's going to be your name, Dr. Lachar? That's a no. Reuben was not a person that used to plow the field by himself, but rather he would have other people do it for him. Then him and everybody else is also to use that parah to plow his fields, because we say he meant asa v'chalal that his field cannot be plowed with that parah. Yeah. The Mishnah Zayin Hamudra no mechaveroi. Let's say Reuven has an issur; he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. V'yein lemal yoichal, and now Reuven has nothing to eat. And Shimon would like to give him something to eat, but he has an issur neder, he can't give him. Talacher is, he's allowed to, heilach eitzalach en b'ni, that Shimon is allowed to go to the storekeeper. The yoimer, he can tell the storekeeper like this, ish ploini, this person, Reuven, mudim imeni anno, he has an issur not to have enjoyment from me. The en yedei yamayas, and I do not know what to do. In other words, he has to hint to the storekeeper that really the Shimon would like to give Reuven food, but he just has an issur neder, he can't give it to him. And therefore, who nice and lies, so the storekeeper can understand by himself, and the storekeeper goes and gives Reuven food to eat, or bore the night to miser, and then the storekeeper goes back to Shimon and tells him to pay for it. Because Shimon did not make the storekeeper a shliach, he did not tell him directly to do it. Therefore, it's not called like he gave that norm, therefore Shimon is allowed to pay back the storekeeper. What's going to be how you base the livness? Let's say Reuven was in the middle of building his house, and he has no money, he can't build his house. Or else, Gedeirli, he has a fence he's supposed to build, and he can't fix it. So Deirlik, so he has a field that's supposed to be cut down, and he has no money to cut it down, or no workers. So, Heilach Eitzla Perlim, Shimon, even though it's also the Shimon to give any enjoyment to Reuven, Shimon is allowed to go to the workers, be Eimer, and say to the workers like this, Ish Pleini Mudi V'meni Hano, this person, Reuven, he has an issue, he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from me. And therefore, like, I cannot work, I cannot do what he needs. The any day a mass, I do not know what to do for him. So now the workers understand themselves that, hey, Oysimimoy, they go by themselves and work for this Reuven, fix his house, or fix his fence, or fix his fields. Well, boy, in the night, is then they have a right to come back and get paid from Shimon. This is all called indirect, it's not called, he's giving him Hano, this is Mutam. Mishnah Ches. Let's say both Reuven and Shimon was going on the road. And Reuven has nothing to eat now. But Shimon is not allowed to give him because it's an Issur Anor that Reuven cannot have enjoyment from Shimon. So Lachar is that Shimon should give the food to somebody else, a third person, for a present. And then Reuven would be allowed to come and eat from it because not called it's having Anor from Shimon. What's going to be though in Ein Imoyim Acher? There's no third person there. Then Maniach Alasela. So Reuven Shimon should just put his food down on a stone. Oyal Agether, or else put it down on a fence. The Yerim say like this. Harehein Mufkaru Lachol Mishiachbeitz. I'm making it Hefka Lakir. Whoever wants to come and take it, he's like taking off his bialet. He does not own it anymore. And he says, whoever wants to come to take it. Then Reuven is not to come and take it. He's taking it from Hefka, not from Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even this is awesome. Because Rabbi Yossi's Shita Poshit is that the Hefka is does not leave Shimon's Rishus until the person is zecher in it. So when Reuben comes and picks it up, he's likely to be picking it up from Shimon. That's also. Therefore, Gresel, even Hefker is also. The only way is to mark it, to give it away to somebody else, and then Reuben could have enough from it. Yeah, Perek Chamishi, Mishnalef. Hashutfim Shenodru Hanozda Mizeh. Let's say two people own the field with partnership. They both own half of the field, and they made a nisun neder that the other one cannot have enjoyment from his field. Like Reuben and Shimon were two partners in the field, and Reuben made a nisun neder that Shimon cannot have enough from him, and Shimon made a nisun neder that Reuben cannot have enough from him. So Lachar is Asur and Likonos Lachotz, both of them are also to come into this field. Because when they walk into the field, they're walking into the other one's property, and it's also. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that Zeh Nichnos Atoch Shaloi, the Zeh Nichnos Atoch Shaloi, no, both of them are allowed to walk into the field. Because when they walk in, since they're a partner, when they walk in, we say like Yesh Breiro, and the part of the field that they're using is like theirs, it belongs to them. So therefore, we hold Yesh Breiro, each one is walking into his own field, not to the other one. Therefore, he's allowed to walk into this field. But the Mishnah says, Ushnei and both of his two partners, both Reuben and Shimon, Asur and Lahamid Shom, they're not allowed to put there in that field, Rechayim, a millstone like the sun or an oven, or the Gado Tamagolim, or to grow chickens there. Because that's called they're using the field, and each one is offset to use the other one's field, so you're always using it there for it's awesome. What? And this goes even called Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, because even though you hold Yesh Breirom, but the pshat is by shutfim in the field, each one of them has the right to stop the other one from putting these things into the field. And therefore, if you do not stop him, it's called like giving him anor, therefore it's awesome. What's going to be, hoyechot mihem mudu anor mechever, let's say only one of them. Only Reuven was also to have anor from Shimon, but Shimon was also to have anor from Reuven. So lochur is lo yikonis lechotchas, and Reuven is not allowed to have anor from Shimon, is not allowed to walk into the field, even though he's a part ownership. But he's walking into the other one's field, also it's awesome. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, he says again, his shitur is that when Reuven walks into the field, he has a right to say, I'm walking into my part of the field. Because he owns Yesh Breira. So shutfim yod, each one owns half of it. The pshat is, each one has a right to use it. And whatever I use and when I use it, it's all called like it's mine. Therefore, I'm allowed to walk in and use the field. But and he says, "V'ena nichtas toch shaloch." I'm not walking into your part of the field. And we force the one that made an isaneda that he cannot have a no from his shutif. So therefore, we make him to. We force him to sell his half of the field to the other shutif, because it's like a knaf that since the other shutif is going to use the field, he's allowed to use the field. So it's Xavier, once he uses it, the other one, Mustam, will also use it. And the other is just another. Therefore, we counsel him, we tell him, he has to sell his half to the other partner. Mishnah Beis. Hoy echod min ashuk muda bi echod ne'amano. Let's say a third person had an issa nether not to have enjoyment from one of these shutfim. Halach riz lo yikonis lachotzer. Then that third person is not going to go into the chotzer. Because he's having hanor from one of the shutfim. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says again that no, Yochel Olam, the third person has the right to say, V'toich shel chaveroch ani nechnas. When I go into the field, true, I made an isaneda not to have hanor from Reuven. But when I go into this field now, since Shimon also owns this field, he has the right to say, like Yesh Breira, I'm using Shimon's part of the field. V'yena nechnas v'toich shaloch, and I'm not going into your part, I'm not going into Reuven's part of the field. Some said, the Rashba said, it's only mutter for him to go in if he's really going in for the purpose, for the tzerich of that shutzer that he's allowed to have a no from. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'amudir ha'no mecheveroi. Again, Reuben is also to have any enjoyment from Shimon. V'yeshloi merchatz. Shimon now owns a bathhouse in the city. Obey Sabad. Or else he owns a Obey Sabad. He has an olive press. Muskoran beer. That he rents out in the city. And he rented it out now to Levi. So Shimon that owns them rented it out to Levi before Reuven made the Issa Neder not to have anor from Shimon. So it's like this. If Shimon still has a hand in that Beis HaMerchus, in that bathhouse, or in that olive press, even though he rented it out, but he has a tvisa siyad. That means he has a supposed to take it back whenever he wants. So then the locher is also. It's still called like Shimon owns it, and therefore it's also now for Reuven to have any enjoyment from that merchat, from that bathhouse, or from that olive press. In main loy them tvisa siyad, let's say now that Shimon rented out to somebody else, he has no tvisa, he has no hand in it anymore. So then the locher like belongs now to the muskat, to Levi, and therefore mutter, therefore Reuven is not have a no from it. Now, tvisa siyad means that he has more than just the rent, either left over of a house there or a room there in the place, or else he gets part of the gain, he gets part of the profit. So that's called the tvisa siyad, but if he does not get anything from the profit, he just has just the schirus, then schirus is kanya, and mutter, it's mutter prove to go into that beis hamerchatz. What's going to be here? Ein melech haver, somebody says to his friend, I'm making this a neder, I cannot go into your house. Or else, your field, I will not buy your field. So now, mace, let's say that person, you made this a neder not to buy or not to go into Shimon's house. Let's say Shimon dies. Or Shimon sold the house to somebody else. Mutter. Now it's mutter for Reuben to go into their house or to buy it. Because he only said lebeischa your house means calls the man that belongs to Shimon, it's awesome. But now that Shimon died and Shimon sold it, it's mutter for Reuben to have a no from it. What's going to be if he just says, koinem labayezesh and inichtas, I'm making this a neder that I will not walk into this house, or else sodezushin lakech, I will not buy this field. He doesn't say the owner, just says the field itself. So then, mace, even if Shimon dies now, or Shimon sells it to somebody else, still also source of Reuven to have any enjoyment from this house over this field, because not told him the owner, is told him the field, he said he doesn't want to have any enjoyment from the field. So if we're still also to him to have a no from that field. Alright, turn. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. If Reuven says, Hareini Olecha Cherim, Reuven says to Shimon that I should be to you like Cherim. Mean to say like Hegdish. In other words, I want all my property to be offered to you, that you, Shimon, you're not allowed to have a no from me. So Lachar is Hamuder also, yes, Shimon is also, to have any Hano from Reuven. Harei At Olaichem, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, that I want your property, you should be to me like Cherim. In other words, that I cannot have any enjoyment from you. So then Hanoider also, the one that made the Neder, Reuven is also to have any enjoyment from Shimon. What's going to be if they say, Reuven says, Hareini Olecho, the Yatolai, means I should be also to have any Anor from you, and you cannot have any Anor from me. Then Alokhariv, then Shneim Asurim, that Reuven has the right to make this Neder, and both of them also to have Anor, one from the other. But, Ushneim Mutarim, both this Reuven and Shimon are both Mutarim, the Dover Shal Ole Bobo, the things that the Ole Bobo use, we'll soon see in the next Mishnah what that means. That things that does not belong are privately to the city, it's a public thing, therefore does not belong to either of them, they can both have enough from it. But the Asurim Badovish Loisair, but things that belong to this city, and the Pshat is everybody in the city is like a shutuf in it, and therefore they consider like they own it, and therefore it's also for them both to have enough from things in this city. I will soon explain. So the Mishnah explains now, Mishnah Hay. The Yezer Dovish Lele Bovel. What is considered something that the Earl of Bovel used that they're both let out have a no from? Kagoyin Harabayis, like the Harabayis, the Haramaria, where the Beis Hamikdash was built on. That's not a Din Shutfis. That's like Hefkel HaKol. Or else we have Zoras, the rooms inside the Beis Hamikdash. Or else we have Bor, a ditch, Shevem Tzaderech. They made in the middle of the road so the people came to the Earl of Regal. So they made best special ditches of water that they'll be able to drink. So people came up from Bovel, that's called the Bovel. These things are like Hefkel HaKol. Therefore, they're both allowed to have Anor from it. Now, the Ezel Dovish Leisa here, what's called something from this city that's awesome? The Gurin Horachovo, like the main road or the Shuk, the marketplace, the Amerchas, the bathhouse in the city, or the Sakinesis, the Shul, the Atevo, that's the Bach, the Orin HaKodesh. The Asvorim, the Asvorim that were bought for the city to learn with, because it belongs to the city then. So these things are also for both of them to have Hanor from. Now, the hakoyis of chelkul anosi, let's say they write their portion off to belong to the nosi. Again, when Reuben and Shimon both made an isra anor one to the other, they both offered also to have anor from one another, and since they own a portion of the city, they can't have anor. But if they want to have anor, the way is, they should write their portion of the city to give it to the nosi. The president of the melech, the Abuda of Yudhi says, Echot kaisav la nosi v'echot kaisav la hejit. Like, if you want, you don't have to write it to the nosi. You can write off your portion to somebody else, and then it'll be mutter. But what's the difference? Ma ben kaisav la nosi la kaisav la hejit. What's the difference when you write it to the nosi, give away your portion of the city that you own to the nosi, to the president, or else the kaisav, you write it to la hejit, to a regular person? Sha kaisav la nosi, you write it to the nosi, and it's sorach lezakos. That's the chiddush, you don't have to make a kinyan. The ksiv alone is enough of a way to give it over to the kohen. Mashrenge, if you give it to Hedjit, you have to make a maisa kinyan, you have to be maknit him. Or somebody else has to make the kinyan. But you need a maisa kinyan. If you want to just write it off to the nosi, that's a special schus, that you don't even have to make a kinyan. However, the chom say no, the chom maimrim, that echad zev, yechad zev, what you're writing it off to a nosi, your ownership in the city, or whether you're writing it off to the nosi or to hedjit, in both cases, chom say tzrichin lezakos. You have to make a maisa kinyan. It's not enough just I'm writing it to him, but you have to make a maisa kinyan. Like dibru benosi, so why was the meaning then used to give it over? Why did the mishnah say somebody like giving it over to the nosi? The teretz is el b'hayva. That was a normal thing. It was usual for that to happen. That's what the mishnah says benosi. Rabbi Yehuda says ein anshe hagolil tzrichin lichta. Yudha said the people living in Golo in Eretz Yisrael, they do not have to write off their ownership to the Nosi. Why? Shekvah Kosva of the same idea, because the fathers already wrote off the ownership of their rights in the city to the Nosi. And the Emor explains that there was a Maisa Dancha. Gold used to be angry at one another, and used to make a lot of Issa Neder one over the other, and therefore the fathers stood up and gave off their rights in the field to the Nosi. So the children should not be over the Issa Neder. Therefore, there's an automatic thing that in Golil, the property, public property is given over to the Nasi. Therefore, you would be able to have Hanor in Golil. Mishnah Vav. Hamud der Hanor mechaveroi. Again, if Reuven made an Issa Neder, that Shimon cannot have any enjoyment from Reuven, v'yeloi ma yoichel, and Shimon has nothing to eat now. And Reuben would like to give him, but Reuben made this another, he can't have enough of him. So Lachar is nice to Liach Meshematonia. If there's another person there, the best answer is that Reuben should give the food to somebody else for present, and then Shimon can eat from it. V'aloi mutabo, and then Shimon is mutat eat from it. Now, Maisa once happened the story a case, the Yechad, one person, the Bnei Chorin, in the city Bnei Chorin, Shoyoviv Mudur Hamenu Ano. That the son made an Issa Neder that the father cannot have any enjoyment from the son. As the son became angry at his father, and he said an Issa Neder, the father cannot have any enjoyment from him. For Yamasi as Bnoi, now came out the son was marrying off his son, and he wanted to invite his father to the Chasna, he felt dead. So, but he can't invite his father, because there's an Issa Neder, his father cannot have any enjoyment from him. So, Viyomo Lechavera, the son now said to a third person, that chotzer, this hall, or this back, this chotzer, this yard, that I plan to make the chasna, who sued and all the food there, nisunim loch, I'm giving it to you by matana for a present. This really was in the son's own chotzer, his own suda, but he wanted to make it mutter for his father, so he's giving it away to a third person, like the Mishnah says, in order to make it mutter for his father. But he spoke out clearly, the einam lefonecho, I'm only giving it to you, Elikidei only, Sheyova Abba, that my father should be able to come, the Yerkle Mona Masuda, and eat by this Suda. That's the only reason why I'm giving it to you. In other words, it's not a real Matana, I only give it to you, I'm enough, and my father should be able to come. But the Mishnah Zuf, that's not called a good Matana. Omaloi, so the third person said, in Shaliyim, if you're giving me this chotzer, this food for a present, Hareya Makdoshim Mashamam, I want to be Makdish, I want to make it Hegdish. Omaloi, so the son said back to the third person, no, that loy nosati yeshle, I only gave you mine, although I did not give you my food and my chotzer, shetakdishim l'shemam, that you should make it hegdish l'shemam, I didn't give it to you for that purpose. I only gave it to you for the purpose to let my father be able to come to the Suda. Omar Loi. So he said to him, the third person said, if someone comes out that the only reason why you gained me this chutz from this food is just that you and your father should be able to eat together and drink together, Mitzratzim does and be happy one to another, the often told Ibrosha and the Avera should be upon me. In other words, that's not called a matana, that really you own the field still. And really it's going to be also for your father to come to the chasna. So was the shalom between this person and the third person. When the shalom came in front of the chomim, they said like this, that called matana sheino any matana, that you give to somebody else, if he does not have the rights, that person does not have the right to make it hegdish. The locher is ainu matana. That's not called a good matana. So in this case, that was not a good eitzah. The father really was also to come to the chasna. It was not cool that the son gave it away really to a third person for matana, because he did not give it to him in order that he should be able to make it hegdish. Therefore, that matana is not chal. That's not called giving it away. Here, perek vov, mishnalef. Someone that makes this neder is not going to have a no from mavushal, it's something that's cooked. So lachur is mutter, but please let eat something that was roasted. Uve sholok, the sholok some say means it was cooked very, very much. So therefore that's not called a regular mavushal. But some say sholok means, okay, it wasn't cooked enough yet. So that's not in the category of mavushal. What's going to be that somebody says, Omar, koinem tavshul sheni toim? I'm going to make a nisa neder not to have any enjoyment from a tafshul, from a dish of food. So lochur is also the maisa kadeva rach. He's also to have a no from a maisa kadeva. It's like of mezoinois rach, if it's soft, a soft cereal. That's called a tafshul. If it has liquid in it, then it's awesome. But a mutta biyav, if it's thick, that's not called a tafshul. It's mutta to have a no from a thick dish. O mutta bebeitzes tromitom, he's allowed to eat an egg. I mean, somebody makes a nisa neder from a tavshul, she's allowed to eat an egg that was cooked up in water, like a hard-boiled egg, or even if it's a soft egg, because that's not called a tavshul. People used to swallow it that way. It's not called a tavshul. Well, some said tavshul means something you used to eat with bread. That's called a tavshul. And therefore, an egg people used to swallow by itself, therefore it's not called a tavshul. Well, if it's last, for a mutzos, you have to eat this last, this pumpkin, that's very bitter. It's like a bitter pumpkin. They used to put it into remets, into coals, into the hot sand to make it sweet. So again, that's not called a tavshul because people do not eat it with bread, eat it by itself. Therefore, you mut it. You made a nisa tavshul. Tavshul means something that's soft that you eat with bread. Mishnah Beis. Ha noidim imaisa kadeir. Someone that makes this a neder not to have enjoyment from a maisa kadeir means food that's cooked in a pot. The locher is ainu os is only yosel imaisa resach. Resachta. It's only also with something that was made from flour, from beans, that you have to cook it up with water. That's called the Maisa Gedera. Omar, let's say somebody says, Koinem Hayuru Le Gedera, a shiny term, I'm making this a net, I'm not going to eat anything that goes into a pot that has to be cooked up. Then the Lochri is also Bechol HaMizbash Le Gedera. He's also to have enough of anything that's cooked in a pot. That's cool, any food that's cooked in a pot. Then he's also tabano from. The Mishnah Gimel. Min ha-kovush. If somebody makes an issue neder they're not to have enjoyment from a kovush, means something that's pickled-like. So locher is, engloi also elu min ha-kovush shal yorok. He's only also with vegetables. Yorok, if you pickle a sour or yorok, that's also. Since he said loshen of ha-kovush, with the hey ha-yediyah, mash with the special one, the one that's mostly done, that's the yorok. What's going to be if somebody says, Kovush Sheni Toim, makes this a net not to have a no from anything that was pickled, that was soured? He didn't say, Ha Kovush Dehei, just Kovush. Then Locher is also Bechol HaKvushim. He's also with anything that was like soaked, that was like pickled. What, or soured. You're soaking it. What's going to be Minha Sholok? Somebody says, also teach something Sholok. We said before, either that means it's cooked Harvey Moids, cooked very, very, very much. Or else it's uncooked, it's not cooked enough yet. Is Zainu also min ha-sholok shobos? Is only also with this type of meat that was cooked this way. That's called sholok. It's ha-sholok, again, the hey-yedia means the meat, cooked, very cooked meat. What's going to be, it just says, sholuk, sheni toim, doesn't say, hey, ha, but just some sholuk, anything that's cooked well, he's not going to eat. Then lochri is also b'chol ha-shlok, mudosin, anything that's cooked, b'chol ha-shlok, anything that's cooked well, he's also. What's going to be min ha-tzoli, again, it says, hey, he's also to eat something that was roasted. Is a no also elu min ha-tzli shabos, it's only also with roasted meat, that's the main thing that's roasted. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Soli, let's say somebody says without the hay, just soli, roast. Soli, shemethani, makes this a nether, you can't have enjoyment of anything that was roasted. So then the locher is also, b'chol ha-tzlim, is also with anything that was roasted. Min ha-moliach, again, hey, adi, he says, is also with something that was salted. So then the locher is, aimi, also, is only yase, elu min ha-moliach shadon. Only with salted fish, that's the main thing that they salt, that's called hay ayadi. Let's say the person says, Tam Moliach Sheni Toim, they're making this nether not to taste anything, eat anything that's salty. Then the Lochri is also B'chol HaMelukim, is also with anything that's salty. The Mishnah Dalit, Dogim Sheni Toim. Somebody says, double ocean, like I'm not going to eat fish. I'm making this not to have dogim means fish. The Lochri is also Ben Yenalari, any type of fish. Ben Gedolim, Ben Gatanim, whether they're big fish or small fish. Bein meluchim, bein tfelim, whether they're salty, whether they're not salty. Bein chayim, bein mevisholim, whether they're raw or whether they're cooked. But umutta b'toris trufa. You're allowed to eat a fish that's chopped up. Toris trufa, the type of a fish, that the way they eat it, or even buy it when it's all chopped up already. That's not the chla, the lotion of dog dogim. Dog dogim is mash from a fish and not a chopped up fish. You're allowed to eat a chopped up, you buy if it's bought that way. Now, the fish is bought, chopped up already. So that's not bechlal, dog dogim. Ubatzir, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the tzir, that's the juice that comes out from the fish. That's not bechlal, the fish. What's going to be hanoidim in atzachonu? If somebody makes this in there, they're not to have anor, but even a tarubas, a mixture of a fish, then we say also betoros trufa, even also to eat this fish that's bought, chopped up, mixed up. But a muti is still allowed to eat though, but seer, that's the juice that comes out of the fish. Uvamur yos, that's like when you soak the fish in water or you pickle it to sour it, the juice water. You can't drink, you're allowed to drink that water also. That's now bechlal, the fish. But what's going to be hanoidim mitaris chufam? Some it's clear that making this and that there, even not to eat a chopped up fish or anything that comes out of the fish. And then also betzir uvamurayas. Is even also teeth, the juice that comes out of the fish, and the fish juice that you cook the fish up in. That's also the chlal, mitoris terufa. Mishnah Hay, hanoidim min acholot. Someone makes this an edit not to have enjoyment from milk. So locher is the muta bakum. He's allowed to have a no from kum. That's the water that comes out from the milk. Like after you mime it, after you make the milk, like gel to come into a cheese or something, there's water left over. So that leftover water, that's called kum, that's not the chlal in milk. Rabbi Yossi Yos, no, it's awesome. The Gemara says in his place, they used to call it kum shacholof. So that's you have to name the juice from the milk. Therefore, it's the chlal milk that you also have to drink that also. Min ha-kum, let's say someone makes an insanet, they're not going to have enjoyment from this water that comes out from the milk. The locher is muta b'cholof, is not avanor, for milk is muta b'cholof. Abishol says, Hanoidim in Agvina. Someone makes Nisa Neder not to have a no from cheese. Also, boys, not allowed to have a no from any type of cheese. Ben Malucha, whether it's salted cheese, Ben Tfele, whether it's not salted. All types of cheeses are included. Right, because at that time, most cheeses were salty. I would have thought to say, Eskavonim was Vasa the Roy, only salty one. Kamashla, no, all are included. Yeah, Mishnah vote. Hanoidim min ha-bosav. Someone makes this in there, not to eat meat. So muta b'roitiv is allowed to drink the gravy of the meat, or else uva kefa, that's the thick part also, like in the gravy of the meat, that's muta, that's not called meat itself. That's called the kefa, the thick part of the gravy. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's also, that's b'chlal bosav, the right of the gravy that comes out of the kefa, since it has a tam of meat, that's the chlal bosa. Omer Rav Yehuda says like this, that mice once happened, the also Rav Tafen baits him, shenizbashli mai, that somebody made a nisa neder not to have anor from meat, and eggs were cooked up with meat, and the time from paskin starts to feed those eggs since it has a time of meat inside it. So for sure the gravy and the thick part of the gravy for sure has a time of the basa, for sure it should be yosa. You're right what you're saying, but it depends. When was this said? If the person said that this piece of meat should be yosa to me, so he made now this piece of meat and this chetz upon him. So therefore, any tam that comes out of the meat is also yosa to you. So if you cook this meat with eggs or other food, the other food becomes yosa. And that's the klal sha'anoidim in adover. If you make some chayfetz also on you, the nisar of the yachad got mixed up with something else. In yeshva b'naisim tam, if the isser gives off tam, gives off taste of the other type of food, also everything is also. But that's only when you said bosa zila, this piece of meat should be also to me. But a person just says, I'm making a nether that the meat should be also to me. He's like asking himself, he can't eat meat. But he doesn't say this piece of meat. Then what's also chomod is only meat, but not the gravy. The gravy is not called meat. So that's the chilek. If you say this piece of meat, then this piece becomes like a chesed yisurah. Any time that comes out of it is also. If you only ask yourself generally to eat meat, then only meat is also, not the gravy and not the kefir. Mishnah Zayin. Hanoidim min ayayin. Someone makes this and that there, I'm not going to have enjoyment from wine. So muta betavshu sheyesh per tam yayin. You ought to have food that has a taste of wine inside it. Again, you didn't ask for wine alone. You just said you're not going to drink wine. So drinking food that has wine, and eating food that has the tam of wine inside is not called drinking wine. It's muta. But let's say somebody says, koinim yayin ze sheni toim. You have wine in front of you. You're saying, listen, neder, this wine here should be muta to me. It should be yosa to me. When this and neder, this wine. But not for tasha, then this wine falls into food. And yesh b'benoi sein tam, if there's enough wine that gives off taste into the food, the loch was a razor also. Because the wine became a chesed yisurus, any time that comes out of it is also awesome. Ha'anoidim min anodim, someone makes a nis and neder not to have enjoyment from grapes. Muta b'yayin, it's not to have enjoyment from wine. Min azeisim makes nis and neder not to have enjoyment from olives. Muta b'shem, it's not to have enjoyment from oil. Oil is not called olives. Omer, let's say he says, koinim zeisim v'anodim elu shenim toyim. I have, it's also for me to eat these grapes or these olives. Over here, these olives and these grapes, elu, then alochur is also them ubayetsa them. Whatever comes out of them is also also to you. You made these two like a chesed yisurah. Therefore, whatever comes out from it is also. If you just say you also is, you can't drink wine, you can't take oil, so then only wine and oil is also to you, but not the grapes and not the olives. Yeah, mishnah ches hanoidim minat tomorrow. Someone makes this and that there not to eat tomorrow, not to eat dates. So muta bidvash tamarim is allowed to eat the honey that comes out from the dates. That's not included in tamarim. Mina sisvonis. Some of them make this in there. They're not eat this sisvonis, which those are type of grapes, bad grapes that don't become ripe. So muta b'choymis sisvonis. He's allowed to drink the vinegar that you make from these types of grapes, even though these grapes are aimed to make vinegar because they're not so good to eat. But still, it's not considered in the name Sisvonius, it's not included, the vinegar comes out of it. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Kol she shame terlatatoi kruy olav, v'noider hemenu, osur af biyotse hemenu. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira argues in a Tanakam and holds that anything that comes out, let's say from tomorrow, and it has the name of tamarim on it, like this honey. It's not called stam honey, it's called vash tamarim. So when you make an isser on tamarim, it's also included the honey that comes out from the dates. The same thing, this is vonius, since the chaymet, the vinegar that comes out, it's called chaymet sisvonius. It has the name sisvonius on it. So therefore, even though you only made this nether on the pre itself, what comes out from it is also awesome. That's called af hayoytse menu. V'chachomim matim nechom say no. The Chom Amatir. So, who the Chom with the same halacha that the Tanakhama? The Gemara explains, no, that according to these Chachomim, the Amatir, the Pshat is the Amatir, the Pri itself. But the Ikwa, the Pri, left to the Sisvonius is to make the vinegar out of it. So they hold it's also with the vinegar, but you're allowed to eat the Pri. because the Ikra Neder is only what it's only teach from it. So therefore, but it's the Svonia, since the main thing of it is to make the vinegar, therefore the vinegar is also not the Pri itself. But by Tumorim there he would agree, Tumorim is meant Yit Tumorim, so there the Ikra Neder was called upon the Tumorim, not upon the Dvash Tumorim. Mishneh Tes. Hanoide Minayayin. So it makes this Neder not to drink wine. Mutter b'yayin tapuchim. You're allowed to drink wine that comes out from apples. Because stam yayin means comes out from grapes, and not like apple juice that comes out from apples. Min ha-shemen. So it makes this nether not to enjoy himself from shemen oil. Mutter b'shemen shum shemen. He's allowed to have enjoyment from oil that comes out from sesame seeds. That's not stam oil. Min ha-dvash. Somebody says he asks himself tabano from honey. Mutter b'dvash tomorrow means let have enough from honey that comes out from tomorrow from date. Because the main thing of honey is from honey comes out from bees, not from dates. Min ha-choymit, someone makes this never not have enough from vinegar. So mutter b'choymit, sisvonius, again, because that's not the main vinegar. The main vinegar is from regular wine. From wine that became spoiled, became vinegar. Min ha-creation, someone makes this never not have enough from creation of concepts like leek. So muta be kaflutis. Let have a no from kaflutis. Even though it's a type of leek, but since it has a new name to it, it's not included in creation. Min ha yorik. Someone makes this never not have a no from vegetables, from yorik. So muta be yarkris hasod. Let have a no from the vegetables that grow by themselves on the fields. Mifnei shame levoy. They have like a special nickname to it. It's called yorokis hasod. It's not called stam yorokis. Therefore, it's only your son, Stam Yeroka, is that you plant yourself and not the wild vegetables that grow by themselves. Mishnah Yud. Min HaKruv. Someone makes this neder not to have enough from a cabbage. So also the asparagus. He's also to have enough. He's also to have enough from asparagus. It's also a type of a cabbage. Let's say he says the neder or min asparagus. He says clearly he's asked himself upon himself the asparagus. And then muta the kruv. Then he's allowed to have enough from kruv, from the from a cabbage. It's not the chalal asparagus. Min ha-greasin, so makes this neder not to have enough from these type of beans. These are usually crushed up beans that are crushed in half. It's also min ha-mikvah. It's also to have enough from mikvah. That's a type of a tavshom, of a pot that you cooked up the grease and you cooked up the beans inside it. Therefore, it's the chalal greasin it's also. Rabbi Yossi says no, that greasin means before they're cooked up, but not once they're cooked up. It's not called greasin anymore. Min ha-mikvah, somebody makes this and neder not to have enough from mikvah that's cooked up food. Is mutter the greasin, not have enough from the raw beans that's not cooked up yet, it's not called the neder. Min ha-mikvah, makes this neder not to have enough from this mikvah that's cooked up food. Is also bashum, you can't have enough from garlic, because they put garlic into the mikvah. For Rabbi Yossi Mat, if you says, no, you're allowed to eat shum garlic, because that's not bechlal a mikveh. Min hashum, someone makes this neder not to have enjoyment from the garlic. So muta ba mikveh, is allowed to have enough from the mikveh, because mikveh just a cooked up food, it's not included in shum in garlic. Min hadoshim, makes this neder not to have enough from lentils. So also be hashishin, you can't have enough from hashishin. That's the psilis of the adoshim, the bad part of the lentils. Rabbi Yossi Matios Mutter is not a part of the lentils. Minu Hashishim, so makes this a neder not to have enough from Hashishim as the bad part of the lentils. So then Mutter Badoshim, for sure, you'll have enough from the good part of the lentils itself. Chito Chitim Shemetim, someone says it's double ocean. He's not going to have enough from wheat. He says a double ocean of Chitim Shemetim. So in the locher is also Ben, he's not going to have enough from wheat. Ben kemach, whether it's in flour, ben pas, whether you bake them into bread. Gris, greasin, somebody says double ocean of gris, greasin is beans. Shani time, they won't have eat from it. So also then is also have enough from these beans. Ben chayim, ben b'shom, whether raw, whether they're cooked. Rabbi Yehuda says, koinem gris oichito, shani time, someone makes in this a neder, he will not have enjoyment from the gris, or from a chit, from a wheat, the locher is muta lochis chaim, is allowed to chew them when they roar. In other words, since he said loshen of gris or chito, he was sure meant like a tapsho, like a food that was cooked from them. But to eat them roar of yud holds, it was not nichlal in the neder. Rapta Perak Shavi, Mishnah, Hanoid Minayork, so makes this nether not to have enjoyment from a vegetable, is Muta Bidaluyim, is Larabano from pumpkins. Pumpkins is not Nichlab Lushin of York. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's also Rabbi Kiva, even Deluyim is Bechlala York. Omulal Rabbi Kiva, Zachomza Bath Rabbi Kiva, Valoy, I'm Rodan Lashucha, let's see, somebody says his sends a messenger, and he says to him, Kachli Yorak, go to the marketplace and buy me a vegetable of Yorak. Vuaymer, now the messenger comes back and tells the Balabas and says, listen, Loy Matsasi Ela Deluyim, I only found Deluyim, that's all. Should I give it to you or not? So you see, he asked the question because the Luyim is not Bichlal Yorak. Omalem, so Rabbi Kiva said back, Kain Dover, it's true what you're saying, and there's a proof to me. Oy Shem, Oymer Hu Loy, listen, does the messenger come back and ask the question and say, Loy Mitzosia Lekitnius, he only found the beans? He doesn't ask. Why? Because Kitnius for sure is not a Yorak. Elisha Deluyim Bichlal Yorak. But the reason why he asked the question about the Luyim pumpkin is because the pumpkin is Bechlal Yorak. So maybe you meant that also. But he does not ask the question about kitnius because that he knows the Yen kitnius Bechlal Yorak, that beans, kitnius, is not Bechlal the vegetable. So that's the Machlekes, Tanakama, and Rebbe Kiva. Now the Mishnah says, V'osra pola mitzri lach umutte biyovish. It makes Nisaned not to have a German from a vegetable, from a Yorak. So he's also with this pula mitzvah, this Egyptian bean, when it's lach, when it's wet, fresh, then it's doima to a yorak. But a mutta biyavish, when it dries up, then it's not doima to yorak anymore. Because when it's dried up, you used to make like a pile out of them. And that's doima to gurin, to dogon, and not to chlal yorak. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Hanoid mina dogon. So it makes this never not to have a German from dogon, that's from wheat. Is also before a mitzri, yovish. Is also to have enjoyment from this pull, this bean of mitzri when it's dried out, because we said people make it into a kriya, into a pile, and it's doima to a dogan, is like the wheat. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The chacham or nechom say though, einoi also ela bechamesha saminim. When you're making this and that, they're from a dogan, you only mean the five types of grain, which is again barley, wheat, spelt, rye, and oats. Rabbi Meir says, "Hanoy de minat tfua." Someone makes this nether have a German from tfua, and no osa ela bechamishas haminim. Here, Rabbi Meir agrees that tfua only applies to these five types of grain. Avla noy de minat dogon. If you're making this nether have a German from dogon, osa bakol, anything that's made like in a pile, you pile it up. That's doima to dogon. Or mutada, but you're allowed to have enjoyment by peiros even of the yorak. From fruits and vegetables, that's muta, those you do not pile up, that's not daimit to a dogan. Mishnah Gimel, Hanoidim min aksus, somebody says, I can't have a German from clothing, from aksus. Is muta besak, is not having German from a sack, is that these are thicker material. And the same thing, the uri of a chamila, is a different type of thick to godim. It's not derech for people to cover themselves with it. Therefore, it's not mechal the yisanedra of aksus. Omar, let's say somebody says, Koinem Tsemer Oilo Olai, I can't have enjoyment from the wool that comes off. In other words, the wool that came off of Behemoth, Oilo Olai means it can't come upon me, he can't have enjoyment from the wool. So Mutu Lishasois, the Gizei Tsemer, he's not to cover himself with Gizei Tsemer. He's not to have enjoyment just from pieces of wool. Because when he said, Koinem Tsemer Oilo Olai, he meant to say,
alright, we'll continue on the next tape.